Well, good evening and welcome, and thank you for coming out on a cold Tuesday, February night to our annual church meeting, Vision Night, and refreshments as well. It looks good, actually, at the back, the refreshments, so thank you for Julia and the team who are doing that this evening. We start, if you're unfamiliar with the event, in APCM, this might be your first annual church meeting. They start with some business, and we have certain bits of business that we have to do, and then we're going to share some stories from the last year of things that have taken place that we're encouraged about, and there'll be an opportunity for questions as well. So I'm going to open, though, by praying for us and for this evening. Father God, thank you that you are here with us by your Spirit. Thank you that church meetings in various forms have been happening in this place for 900 years. Thank you that we are part of a heritage. There have been those before us who have faithfully served you, and there will be those after us who will faithfully serve you. And in our part in this story, we pray that we would continue to hear your voice, to respond to what you're saying to us, to follow the leading and guiding of your Spirit, and to bring you glory. And we pray that you would be at the center of all that takes place this evening. Amen. Amen. So Harvey, who is our church, who is our lay chair, or was up until a little while ago, and we may elect him again, until the end of this meeting, he is, but as he's not here, it doesn't matter anyway. He sends his apologies. He's on a work trip that he couldn't get out of, so he sends his apologies. So I am chairing, and the first thing we have to do is elect two church wardens. Now, we've sent one up to the office to try and sort out a technical... Oh, he's back. Oh, he's back. He's sorted it. He's that good. That's why he's a church warden. We have two nominations for two places. So, Jerry and James, would you mind standing as you're standing to be church wardens again? These are our church wardens who are standing, as there are only two and there are only two places. We don't need an election. We just need to give them a mighty cheer, round of applause, whoop, 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 after three. Thank you very much. Could you get my music stand, just to put some things? The minutes of the 2017 APCM, which I know you've all read, you all remember from last year, every single word of what took place. I now, Julie, unless anybody has any corrections, because they can actually remember what we did this time last year, I will sign as a record of last year's APCM. I'll sign it in a minute or two. So we will duly accept those. And a report on the revision of the electoral roll. I don't think we're having a formal report. There was a report, again, on the website, if you wanted to see that report, of our numbers at our electoral roll. Malcolm, did you want me to announce anything about the electoral roll at this stage? It's still there. It's still there. And I won't say who, but we had someone who was going to join the PCC tonight, who we were delighted about, really excited that they wanted to be on the PCC, only to discover they weren't on the electoral roll. So if you ever want to be on the PCC, you need to be on the electoral roll. Just say that now. If you don't know what the electoral roll is, do come and see Malcolm or myself afterwards. But we can co-opt people onto the PCC, so we will co-opt them on. The annual report and financial statements of the PCC for 2017 were also online. And Keith, I think are you going to speak to the financial side of that now? Are you happy to speak to that now?
There should be a slide to come up there, Claire. So there wasn't much on it, so it's not that important. Okay, right. Assuming I'm Keith Harwood. I've been treasurer for several years for the church, and I'm assuming that you've all pored over the accounts and read every line in detail and familiar with every number. But the financial agenda that was set for 2017 was very challenging for the finance team. Had the desire to expand the youth work, continue with our Alpha courses, which we were running in public houses, so they were quite an investment, and the plan to refurbish the church centre. And that all resulted in the need for a gift day in April to raise the required funds. We were fortunate to have £35,000 from a legacy in 2016, which gave us a good start. And after gift day, we ended up with £104,000. After the sums required for Alpha and youth worker were transferred to the appropriate accounts, this left us with £97,000 for the church centre refurbishment. The church case, that refurbishment came in on budget and was almost exactly £97,000. So we just praise God for his provision that we got the money right. All right, so as a result of all this spending on the church centre, which is an asset, the bottom line of our balance sheet, which is the total value of the assets of the PCC, i.e. what we're worth, has increased by nearly £70,000, which is good, but there's downsides to everything. Although the general unrestricted income was 4% lower in 2017 than the previous year, this was mainly due to a couple of exceptional income items in 2016. And during the course of 2017, we had 6 standing orders that were cancelled or decreased, 21 new standing orders, and 12 existing standing orders that were increased. So our regular giving was on an upward trend throughout the year. And as usual, we were able to gift a 10% tithe of our general income, which amounted to about £25,000, to various home and overseas mission and social charities. On the expenditure front, one of the largest items is parish share, which for this parish is just over £69,000 a year. The only church in the deanery that has a higher parish share than Cogs is Whitney Team Ministry, which actually covers 4 churches. So as an individual church, Cogs has by far the highest parish share in the deanery. However, this is the money that pays for Simon's salary, his pension and his housing. And it also pays for Rich's salary and pension. And plus some of it is used by the diocese to cover training and support for the wider church community. So it represents pretty good value for money, even though it is a big number. So although the value of the church balance sheet did increase, we did have quite a large unrestricted fund deficit of £22,000, which essentially halved our cash reserves and means that we have to work hard this year to try and restore our reserves to meet the PCC reserves policy. Another area of expenditure that's been slowly creeping up has been the requirement to spend money to comply with various items of legislation. Music and other copyright licences have been with us for many years, but more recently fire extinguisher and alarm servicing, pack testing of all electrical appliances, and now waste disposal cleaning to keep the new toilets in line with public hygiene requirements are all adding to the annual cost. And the more we grow as a church, the larger these costs become, and there's not a lot we can do about it, because I'm sure we all want to grow. So in summary, the PCC invested a large amount of money in the church in 2017, which resulted in a significant general fund deficit. But we still have sufficient cash funds available to meet the going concern criteria, which the Charity Commission are introducing for larger charities. And just to reassure you, the Finance Committee meets monthly to review income and expenditure so that we keep an oversight of where we are financially sort of month by month. Really, all that remains me to say is also to give my thanks to Jen Osman, who does all the banking of the cash collections and the gift aid returns, which is in itself a lot of work.
Thank you, Keith. And if you have any questions about finance at any time, do speak to Keith, who, I was going to say again later, but it does an extraordinary amount of work for us as a volunteer in terms of ensuring we are keeping on track in terms of balancing the books, for which we're very grateful. The church warden's report on the fabric goods and ornaments, I'm not sure we're having anything said about that, but we do have one. And again, if you're interested in any of those things, please do speak to the church wardens. Equally, we're not going to have a verbal report on the proceedings of the Deanery Synod. We do have two resolutions, though, that we are proposing as a PCC. Now, these are to do with the size of the PCC, the structure of the PCC. Part of my sabbatical was to look at how larger churches govern, and I brought in some ideas to the PCC, which we discussed over the last 4 or 5 months of last year, to get to a place where the proposal that has been sent out was agreed unanimously by the PCC as the way forward. So the two things that we bring to propose to the APCM, which we hope you will agree with, that impact the PCC, is the first, that we've agreed to reduce the number of PCC members from 15 to 12. Now, it actually, by the time you add Deanery Synod, which is a further five, church wardens, and vicar and curate, you're still at a very big group of people. So it was really to try and reduce the size to make it more of a working size. Also, we're setting up a subgroup structure. So there will be five subgroups. The PCC from this year is going to meet more often. We're going to meet almost monthly. And some of those will be full PCC meetings. Some of those will be all be on the same night, but in subgroups, looking at areas such as finance, building maintenance, building development, staff welfare and development, and communication and fundraising. So the resolution or the proposal is the sorry Malcolm, you're gonna have to help me here. Am I just reading out as the PCC has agreed? Is that the resolution, or is the proposal to reduce the number of elected PCC members from 15 to 12? And do we need a vote on that now, or a vote? Yeah, so the PCC are proposing to reduce the number of elected members from 15 to 12. That will not actually take effect until next year, even if we vote it now, because Church of England doesn't like to rush things. So we've then got a year to work out if it's really working or not, or whether we actually... So we'll have more than 12 this year, and we might decide next year we want to vote it back up to 15, but that will be for the year after. So, you know, I'm just saying... So all in favour of reducing the number from 15 to 12, please raise your hand. All against, please raise your hand. So we have one against, and all abstaining, please raise your hand. And a few abstaining, two, three abstaining. So the majority decision there was four. So we will take that, thank you. I don't know how many raised their hands for, but it was more than one. Proposal to rescind the resolution on co-option of readers passed at the APCM in 1999. This was simply, again, in trying to just create a more... I think the reason it was to do with the management of numbers, that every year we have automatically co-opted since 1999, but the PCC felt the time was right to reduce that. So if you are in favour of rescinding the resolution on co-option of readers passed at the APCM in 1999, which is what the PCC are recommending, please would you raise your hand? If you're against, please raise your hand. Well, it basically, we have two readers, and prior to, they can always be co-opted onto the PCC, but the PCC in 1999 decided that every year they would be automatically on the PCC rather than co-opted on the PCC. Now that we're at the size we are and the stage we're at, it's felt that we would rather go back to being able to co-opt them on rather than automatically have them on. It's really around the numbers on the PCC. Is that clear? Everyone got that? Okay, so we'll try that again in case that's changed anyone's decisions. So... proposal to rescind resolution on co-option of readers passed at the APCM in 1999. If you're in favour of that, please raise your hand. Thank you. If you're against that, please raise your hand. No one against. If you're abstaining, please raise your hand. There's a couple of people abstaining, two abstaining. So thank you. Those are the only things with regard to changing anything within the life of the church. We now have the election of members to the laity, of the laity to the PCC. And in terms of elect people standing for election, Malcolm, have you got the list there, or do you want to say?
In random order, I'm sorry. Andy Bailey. Andy Bailey, Eddie Lyle.
So I'll take a, if Malcolm doesn't really like microphones standing. So it's Andy Bailey, Eddie Lyle, Heather McCulloch. I'm trying to remember who else. Ali Lathwaite, Alistair Wilde, and we have had another nomination, but I'm afraid they're not on the electoral roll. So we can't. That would be another possibly co-opted one. Do you think you're on the electoral roll? Could we just check the electoral roll? We cannot find you. We will have to double check. Jenny was hoping to stand, but we don't think she's on the electoral roll. So again, if I'm not quite sure, we will co-opt both yourself and our other person who wanted to stand, who's not on the electoral roll. So those were Malcolm, help me again. Four who are standing, five who are standing. We have places for all five. Even with the reducing down, that will only take us to 13. So again, as there is not a need for an election, they are all duly elected. Would those people mind standing so people can see who they are? We do have. Did these get out to everyone? We've just found the sheets which have pictures of everyone on them. Some of you have found them. Some of you came in and found them. If anybody wants a sheet with pictures of the PCC members and those who are being elected and nominated, you'll now know who isn't on the PCC, but or isn't on the electoral roll but stood. Sorry, I got you to stand up then, didn't I? So Heather's at the back. Heather, would you stand as well? So these are our new. These are the new folk who are standing, and perhaps the rest of the PCC could also stand, whose pictures are on here. So PCC, if you could stand, and Deanery Synod are standing. And I think, once again, we ought to thank them and encourage them, both those who have been on the PCC and those who are currently joining the PCC, for all that they are doing. Rich sat down and was told to stand up then by Malcolm. Let's thank them. Let's thank the PCC. Okay, thank you, PCC. In a moment or two, you will be commissioned as well. But thank you for standing, and thank you for being. As I say, there's a piece of paper with photos and bios there as well. The appointment of sidesmen, we're nearly at the end of the business. The appointment of sidesmen is delegated to the church wardens by the resolution of the 1999 APCM. That was the one that was resolving loads in 1999. I don't know if anyone remembers that one. So that's delegated. The appointment of an independent financial examiner for 2018, the PCC have nominated AG Carter & Co. And now we move to questions or comments on matters of parochial interest. So at this point, we take questions. If you have any questions for the PCC about business before we then commission the PCC in a moment or two. Rich, is there another mic?
It may be that I'm being a bit stupid, but is the changing this change in governments that we got through, is this as a matter of information for us rather than a document that we might have questions about in terms of what we think about that new structure?
Yes, that's been agreed by the PCC, and it's a matter of information. Yes. So, but by all means, do talk to PCC members about it. We had a number of long discussions, so do talk to PCC about it. Yeah.
I just wondered if we might be able to have a board with the PCC's photographs on, because we're such a large church and communication is really important, and we've got some lovely photos of all the other staff. I just think it would be helpful, because when someone says, oh, ask someone on the PCC, if you weren't here tonight, you might not know who they are.
We can certainly look at that. We're sort of short of board space, but we will certainly, possibly in the church centre, look at that and maybe keep some of these available as well. So, yeah, thank you. Any other questions of parochial business? There will be more presentations in a moment or two.
Yes, Simon. The church is doing great things, and we're employing quite a number of people now. But have the PCC thought about succession planning? By that I mean, you're not going to be here forever. When you leave, will the church still be able to do what it is doing now?
I think. Yeah, that's a good question, David. That's a good question. If I can say I'm around for another 5 years at least, God willing, we work in 5-year sort of periods and always look at that. I have personally no desire or ambition to be anywhere else. I'm always where I feel God has called me at any time. So there's no plans soon to move on. I think it's a good question to raise for the PCC, and I think it's one that maybe church wardens or others need to take hold of and think about for the future. But so, thank you. Any other questions? Well, I think if there are no other questions now, there's going to be opportunity for informal questions and things later. We will move on.
It would be a great opportunity, particularly as Simon's just committed to staying for a while, and Rich, if you could come up as well, just as an opportunity to thank them, but also to pray over them and anoint them again for another cycle, another lap of the church kind of calendar. So, Jerry, do you want to come up as well? If anyone else would like to come as well, let's just lay hands on them. We want to say an enormous thank you. You've chosen jobs which are somewhat unique. I know from both of what you've told me that you love your jobs, that they are challenging jobs, that they are all-encompassing, and we want to thank you for them. And we just want to pray God's plan. Yeah, if you'd like to join in the stand, if you're happy to, if you'd like to raise a hand as well, that would be fantastic. Father, we just want to thank you for Rich and for Simon. Father, we thank you that you've put them here. We thank you that they've chosen to be here. And we just pray your blessing on them. We pray your hand on all the plans we make. Father, as we make the easy decisions, as we make the tough decisions, would you be with them? Would you be with us? We invite you, Father, to be with us. And we invite your blessing on these two men. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, James. So we're nearly through the business. I don't think we do have any other business. None has been presented before the meeting. Has it, Malcolm? No, no other business. So at this point, we commission the new PCC. And I think, again, it would be great if, first of all, the PCC stood again. Sorry to get you jumping up and down. But if PCC stood and church were, and then if we could all gather around them. They do give a huge amount of time. So where you see PCC members standing, would you just gather around them, just lay a hand on their shoulder. So that's everyone else stand up and gather around your nearest PCC member. And then I'm going to pray as you pray for them as well. There's a gaggle at the front who needs some prayers. So Father, I want to thank you for everyone who serves in the life of this church and helps us to be the community that we want to grow and develop into. And Father, I thank you particularly for the PCC who bring challenge, who bring encouragement, who bring support. And I thank you for their willingness to serve you and to serve us in this place. I pray you would equip us with all that we need for the many challenges that we face at this time. Pray you'd give us the wisdom. I pray you'd give us discernment. I pray you'd help us to hear your voice. And I pray blessing on all of these people that as they have made themselves available to you to serve you, you would honor their availability and that they would grow in their love for you and their knowledge of you. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remain standing as we move into a time of worship. We want to give thanks together for all that God is doing in and among us. And we want to move into a time of worship now.